Blog Talk Radio.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police fucking at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
And of course, that was the one and only Tupac. Of course,
I mean, yeah, I was fucking here listening to that shit earlier, and I just figured, you know what, I'll upload it and make it the fucking intro for tonight. It's good, Kurt.
Definitely one of the dopest artists that was ever around.
Hell yeah. And man, that was a stupid way to end that fucking ambulance match.
Exactly. I mean, they were going to be smart, and they wanted, I mean, I seriously thought the Chicago crowd was going to riot. Because, I mean, honestly, if they wanted to be smart, they would have put on, you know, the Hometown Boy match last and have, you know, Punk versus Jericho last.
No.
That's, well, I mean,
not what, that's not what I'm talking about there, Chris.
Ah.
I'm talking about the fact that Cena put fucking, the way Cena put fucking Ryback into the ambulance through the roof.
Yeah, that was definitely bullshit.
I mean, and honestly, I don't really think that the Punk match versus Jericho should have been last because, well, think about it. The WWE title match is usually always the last match to come on.
Good point. But, I mean, when Punk was having his long reign, they always put the Cena matches last.
Not always.
Well, the majority of the time, but it is what it is. At least there's something that all of us can agree on that's dope at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, the return of RVD.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that promo because that dude fucking shit fucking cut out way too much.
Exactly. They cut out too goddamn much, so I basically missed the ending of, like, you know, the fucking, you know, Kane Dean Ambrose match.
Ambrose
and,
won.
Like, that whole promo. I think that's a whole shitload of stuff.
Yep. Let me see here. WWE Payback. Maybe I could figure out. Maybe we could figure out exactly how Ambrose won.
He won by count out. I looked it up online.
That was stupid.
Exactly, they're making Ambrose into the next Curtis Axel.
No.
By only winning by count out. But then again, I mean, he has actually had some pinfall victories.
Exactly. So now, and then again, Curtis Axel has had a couple pinfall victories as well, including tonight.
Exactly. That answer was like too easy to predict because it's like, well, considering his father was the greatest Intercontinental Champion in the business, like, and his father's day, they're pretty much giving him the title tonight.
That's not always true, Chris. Just because his father was the Intercontinental Champion doesn't really mean he was going to actually, you know, but think about it. You know, what would have happened if Barrett tapped out before fucking Curtis Axel pinned him?
Well, then the Miz would have been the champion.
Exactly. So, you know, that match could have gone either way.
Well, I mean, it could have, but, I mean, we already knew that Curtis Axel was eventually going to win the Intercontinental title belt, which he did tonight.
Which is kind of stupid because of this whole fact that I think they pushed him for a title way too soon.
And I think I can kind of agree with you on that because if they're going to push him for a title, they should actually have him have some pinfall victories or submission victories against some of the big names that he faced.
Exactly.
Not just stupid count-out or DQ bullshit.
Again, exactly. So the fact that they pushed him for a title match way too soon, more than likely, he's going to probably end up losing that title quickly. Because,
well, we'll see what they choose to do.
Just don't forget, Barrett has the rematch clause for that title. And when that happens, it'll be one-on-one, not triple threat.
Yep.
But, I mean, all in all, I mean, it wasn't a bad fucking pay-per-view. Most of it was just fucking predictable. Like, you know, the Shield winning the title back. Well, you know, retaining the title.
Oh, defending all the titles they had.
But I will say this. You know, you gotta give a lot of respect to fucking Dolph Ziggler, you know, for his match with Alberto Del Rio. Because of some fact, you know, he definitely wasn't 100%. And the fact that, you know, Del Rio knew that, and, you know, Del Rio kept, you know, targeting the head, and the fact that, again, Ziggler kept fighting out and kept fighting back. And, you know, like, and even with the fact, you know, like, even the doctor that was there was telling him not to continue. But, yeah, he did anyways. So, you know, so he definitely, so I definitely got some, like, a newfound respect for Ziggler, for, you know, for the way, you know, he played in that match.
I mean, I do respect Ziggler. Kind of always respected him. But I just think that was, like, the worst person to give a slight hint towards a heel turn for Alberto Del Rio. Because, I mean, if you guys have turned him heel, then who the hell cares? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
it's not like he has an impact if he's a face or a heel.
He does a little bit, actually.
I think OG Finn would agree with me on this one.
Well, Gato's not here. I don't know what he wants.
Who knows?
So, did you ever fix your goddamn plug on Facebook?
I still can't send or receive messages.
Did you check to see if you're blocked from sending messages?
No, I am not blocked from sending messages.
Are you sure? I mean, is it just one person or is it everybody?
It's everybody. It doesn't let me send messages to anybody at all. And it says there's an error or whatever. And I even called a computer technician type person. Who, you know, I had, you know, trying to, you know, tell me what's wrong with it.
What, for Facebook?
And I said that basically. Well, no, I mean, I had them, you know, look at my computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what is it?
Call them, and they can, like, you know, like, look at your computer or whatever. Like, take control of it from there. And basically, you know, they did that. And there's apparently, like, 50,000 whatever errors on my computer that need to be fixed.
Well, exactly how old is your computer?
2-3 years.
Yeah, it's time for a new computer.
Pretty much. I should probably get a new one before I head out to, you know, that university. Or at least, you know, take it to, like, I don't know, Best Buy and have, like, them work at it.
Yeah.
Fix it up.
Either way, you're going to be paying out the ass for that to be fixed.
Exactly. I mean, I know if I got it fixed, it probably costs about $120 or something like that. But to get a new one, that costs a hell of a lot more.
Why don't just go to a fucking laptop?
I have a laptop.
Go to Walmart. They got them cheaper.
Well, I mean, I'll just figure out my whole thing with my laptop eventually.
Yeah, eventually, but when that day comes around, your shit will be done and dead.
Well, I mean, I'm just working on what I can, and as long as I can still do some stuff on it, I'm good.
Yeah. But didn't you also say you can't receive messages or send them through Facebook on your phone, too?
Exactly. It won't let me send or receive messages through Facebook on my phone or on my PC.
So then it has nothing to do with your computer. Which means you probably got blocked or something. because, yeah, you have errors on your computer, but that wouldn't affect your phone.
Hmm. Well, you know, it is what it is.
So, either, I mean, I'd say call Facebook, but, you know, yeah, okay, we shame, buddy.
Yeah, I tried to, like, send them, you know, a message or whatever through Facebook, or, you know, I posted or whatever, and the message went to them, but just, I mean, it was like a support message, but it didn't really do shit, because they didn't respond.
Yeah, because they don't respond. What are you talking about?
For the support stuff.
Chris, they still don't respond to that shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I said I sent one of those kind of pointless because they will never respond.
Exactly.
That's why I call a computer attack, and they told me like exactly what's wrong, and I forget, like,
oh,
either you have some virus software up here, and
Chris,
it gets fixed.
No, Chris, that hasn't... that has nothing to do with Facebook. You realize that, right?
The way the computer tech explained it to me, it kind of actually does have to do with it.
No.
I mean, I'm not blocked on Facebook, because if I was blocked on Facebook, I wouldn't be able to post anything and all that.
Chris, think about something. You can't send or receive messages even on your phone through Facebook. So... Exactly, what does that have to do with, if they're having viruses, what does that have to do with Facebook? That's not affecting Facebook. Because it affects...
I know that has nothing to do with Facebook. It has to do with, like, the condition of my computer, which somehow affects my whole, like, shut down my Facebook to try and protect it.
No, Chris. Because if that was the case, then you would be able to send and receive messages on your phone, too, through Facebook. Not, you know...
Well, it is what it is. Doesn't matter.
Because if your computer's going to shut down, you know, protect from Facebook, but, you know, it's not going to shut down, you know, that wouldn't affect your phone. You know, you'd still be able to receive messages and send messages through your phone. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So, you know, just the virus, all that has nothing to do with Facebook. You know, it's not, that's not doing anything to Facebook. Because of the, you know, it just means it's Facebook that has a problem. It's not the, not your computer that's doing anything with Facebook. It's Facebook that has a problem.
Well, I mean, I even, like, had my dad get on his profile and try and send me a message, but it didn't let him send me a message. So it's
okay,
my
then,
profile,
but
I mean, that's
and that
what it
means,
is.
And that means, Chris, again, it's Facebook, it's not the computer. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not your computer. It's Facebook. Okay, try this. Okay. Get on your dad's computer.
My dad's computer, and I tried to log in to my Facebook and send a message to, you know, somebody randomly, and it didn't work.
Then right then and there, it said that I should show you. It's Facebook. Because if you tried doing it on your dad's computer, it didn't work. That means it's Facebook. Not the computer, not your phone, no, it's Facebook. But at the same time, you know, they can block you from sending messages. But yes, okay, Chris, you know, if you're blocked from sending messages, you can still post. You know, you can post on walls and stuff like that. You see, Facebook has different varieties of blocking. They can block you from adding people. They can block you from posting. and it could block you from sending messages. Now, think about it. When you're blocked from adding people, you could send messages, just not to the people you're trying to add. But you can send messages to people that are already on your Facebook, and you can send posts. If you're blocked from messaging, you can send posts and add people. If you're blocked from posting, you can add people and send messages. So which means if you're not able to send messages, but able to, you know, add people or do posts, then more than likely you probably end up getting blocked on Facebook for messaging or something.
Well, I mean, it could be that, but I mean, I just don't really care anymore. It's like, it is what it is. I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm sure I'll figure it out sometime.
How about this? Give it a couple days. And see what happens. Because of the fact, you know, you might have been blocked from adding without, you know, from messaging without knowing it. Because, you know, I think there's times where, you know, Facebook, you know, won't even send you a message until you know you're blocked sometimes. You know what I mean?
Good point.
So, if they blocked you, just, I don't know, give it 20 days or 30 days. I mean, well, think about it. You can still communicate through post. So, just do it that way for the time being.
Yeah, I just kind of wait like half a month and see if it works then.
Exactly. But I'm going to play a track and go take a piss, so here we go.
Ghetto Freak Show. 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 3 o'clock in the morning, you just sleeping. Wicked clowns in the moonlight creeping. Slide through your window under your bed. Crawl in through your ear, I mean your head. Bumping in the bones, cause I need light. Need light. Tiptoeing down through your windpipe. Climbing down your spine was the fun part. Looky, looky, and I think I see your fucking heart. Soft stabbing like it ain't nothing. Whipping clown cut his way out your belly button. I'm like a vulture waiting in a dark place. Swooping down and I'm picking at your dead face. I'm sick, but you don't know the whole deal. No one ever loved me and they never will. Never will. Bitch, I take you out on a blind date. But then they find you dead under a wooden crate. Wrapped in a bag deep in the woods. Cause my mother always said I was no good. Lock me in a closet, fed me dog shit. Well, I'm out now, so motherfucker, watch it. The insanity's cripple, never let go. Here's your chance to catch a glimpse of a ghetto freak show. Ghetto freak show. Freak show.
And we're back.
Yep. So, what would you say about tonight's pay-per-view? What would you rank it? Like, good, bad, average, or what?
It was okay. Well, it was so-so. And it was good until certain matches, like, you know, like I said, the tag team title match. That was predictable. Because, like, you know, we already knew the Shield was going to win that match.
There were just too many predictable matches, basically. That was the only problem with tonight.
Well, no, I mean, not really. I mean, like I said, you know, the Intercontinental title, you know, that could have gone either way. You know, the Miz could have won through tap out, or Chris Axel could have won through pinfall, or even, you know, Wade Barrett could have, you know, retained the title through pinfall or something like that.
Yep. Well, I mean, the main event was too predictable, though.
Well, there again, you know, people, you know, that match could have gone either way as well. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know, Ryback could have won the match, you know, because Ryback could have done the same thing that, you know, he did to, the same thing to him. By putting him through, of course, the roof as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of was thinking that they should probably not put that match on last, but they put it in whatever order they want to put it on.
But there again, you know, the WWE title, you know, has more significance in the WWE, which is why, you know, they save that for last as a main event for pay-per-views.
Most of the time, at least.
I mean, it just happens. I mean, you know, they do that because of the fact that, you know, they feel like, you know, it's going to bring in more ratings and bring more people because of the fact, you know, people are going to be more interested to see, you know, who's going to win the title, who, you know, who's going to retain the title and so forth, you know what I mean?
I get you on that.
So, it's like I said, you know, that match could have gone either way. You know, it could have either Ryback could have won or Cena could have won. Yeah. I mean,
my whole point of view was they should have had Ryback win the tables match, and had Cena win the lumberjack match.
Yeah, but they did vice versa.
Yeah, well, I mean, they chose it their own way, and they did it that way. Which is, I never thought Cena would win a tables match until tonight.
Exactly.
But they should have had it in his contract where he cannot win a tables match.
Well, then again, you know, I also pointed out during that lumberjack match to Ghetto that when John Cena did a high flying move, Cena did not get hit. He just fell on his own.
Well, that's Cena for you. He can't
because
do a good wrestling match without getting injured, and he always falls on his own.
Because of the fact, you know, during the replay, I noticed he never got touched. No one hit him. He just fell.
Well, that's Sin Cara for you.
But it was just, that was just fucking retarded.
Oh, and if you want to see I found a link that has the RVD return promo. If you want to see it, go to nodq.com. It's like in their first link. It's in there.
All right.
Like a 45-second promo.
But the good thing about the site we can go to is I could actually, since I missed some of Extreme Rules that could do the work, and since I missed some of the Slammiversary due to, well, wait, no. Yeah, I missed some of the Slammiversary due to work. I could actually go back and watch them.
Yep.
because of the fact they actually have, as far as, you know, replays and on demand, you got WWE Extreme Rules 2013, TNA Slammiversary, right there, like all on the same page. And
I thought about that WWE sports site that we that I was on at least when I was fucking up a lot.
Yep. Because they actually save a lot of the pay per views and like the stuff and like that. I mean like, I mean like, you know, like they even got like random pay per views and DVD sections like for like Survivor Series 2003, No Way Out 2004, Bragging Rights 2009, and you know for replays you got like you know UFC 159, WrestleMania 29, it's a full thing, Hall of Fame full thing.
Yep.
So whatever I missed, and I completely forgot they even had that until I saw earlier. So which means if I want to go back and you know actually, you know watch the entire thing of Extreme Rules, I can definitely do so.
Do it up.
But and let's see. I'm going to forget over calling because of the fact I ended up finding some old school, a couple more old tracks up on the soundboard that, you know, he just might end up remembering. So, let me see. I'm going to go.
How do you just play random stuff while you're waiting for him?
Oh, yeah. Cause I actually saw a track I was going to play. It's 6 minutes long, but hey. Oh,
yep.
Fuck it. We'll go to the 5 minute one.
Presence can be felt by those who have followed the epic saga as told by the insane clown posse. It is a presence that is synonymous with the crumbling of time itself. Thus emerges a being so powerful that he can exist between both the land of the living and that of the dead. He goes by many names, but is known to the living only as the Wraith. Walks upon worlds forgotten and descends from heavens faded to gray to witness the death of all mortal things so that he may guide the departed upon the path that they have chosen. Shangri-La. Here is the story of the path to Shangri-La, the six Joker's card. Only now will we truly understand the meaning of the saga. For this saga all along, each Joker's card is actually none other than the echo of our lives.
I can't believe they're still having it. How about I get my butt in there right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sensational and amazing Carnival of Carnage. They said it just happened. They said it wouldn't last.
Dark and wicked this way comes. This way comes. We told of oddities crawling from the dark in a carnival which weakened all the law. I dwell upon the street and I can tell you this, I see some circus juggalo shit going on. People drawn together by rare and scrubby music. And we even gather once a year to put it down.
Language. bitches people don't understand.
Don't understand.
I send bagels via punching clear across the stadium in fashion. Only fucking juggalos could ever demand. I got ninjas in my backyard wearing anybody killer paint. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
And I see the platinum on the wall and I realize the carnival's been right here all along. So let's bring it on.
Online somewhere, like not today or whatever, like a while ago, that basically was like, you know, an interview with The Undertaker somewhere, and one person asked him, like, you know, if he's thought about retiring at all, just because, you know, he definitely is an older wrestler and all that, and, like, he said this was, like, a pure quote from him. He said that he's, like, he will retire, but he's not going to, like, retire until, like, he knows that he's past his prime, and, like, the fans are still cheering for him. And, like, as long as I'm not saying, like, boring or stuff like that, like, he'll keep wrestling for a while until, like, he knows the fans are, you know, ready for him to retire.
But who are we talking about?
Undertaker.
Oh.
Which, I mean, he could honestly, if he wanted to, he could, like, retire, you know, like, after, like, next year's main or whatever, this upcoming one.
Yep.
Because, I mean, he's definitely accomplished, like, everything he needs to accomplish in his career, but at least he's smart enough to, like, still want to perform for the fans as long as his body can do it and, you know, as long as they still think it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Not like Hulk Hogan is trying to wrestle still and is like, okay, stop trying to wrestle Hogan. Nobody cares.
Well, I think Hogan's just looking at for one part of myself, too. I mean, come on. I mean, think about it. You know,
yeah, I mean, think about it. I, if he was a challenge, I mean, you know, if he was a challenge, like, you know, for the World Heavyweight title in TNA, you know, as his last match, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, that could, you know, that would just be a good match just because it's more like, you know, it'd be like his final match.
But how many final matches has he had?
And exactly how many final matches has Ric Flair had?
Oh, good point. That was the next guy I was thinking of. After I said that, Hulk Hogan's like thinking, yeah, and so Ric Flair, he's put into that list too.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, come on, you know, these guys are legends. And I mean, like, you know, and you're like, anyway, like a lot of legends that are still there, you know, like, of course, you know, for like their final match. You know, like their final match, you know, would definitely be, you know, for, you know, like a world title or like TNA, like, you know, it'd be like the TNA World Heavyweight title or in WWE, you know, it'd be like, you know, either the WWE title or the World Heavyweight title for WWE, man. You got to think about that. you gotta think about it like that though too, you know.
Yep.
So, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, like, what better way for, you know, someone who's a legend and an icon in the business, such as Hogan, you know, to go out than, you know, challenging for the world title? I mean, whether he loses, wins or loses, you know, at least, you know, for his final match, you know, he got to, you know, wrestle for the title.
Yep. I don't really think it means as much, like, if he gets wrestled for the title, because, I mean, he's basically the person in control of TNA right now.
No. Dixie Curtis controls everything.
I thought he had, like, some control of, like, booking the storylines and whatnot.
Nope. He's... All Hogan is just a GM. That's all he is.
He's just, like, the guy who... Like, looks like he's in control on TV, even though he's not in control of the company.
Exactly.
And
so
he's totally different with, like, what Triple H is doing, because, like, he's been, like, groomed for that spot, and he's kind of taking over the role because he's the next guy who's going to be in charge of the company.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, look at Stone Cold, for example. You know, he was GM. And, you know, and of course, and, you know, of course, even as a GM, you know, like, you know, he still wrestles from time to time.
Yep.
So. And it looks like Mark Henry might be getting ready to retire.
I saw that already.
I mean, not really that much of a shocker, just because it's all in fact.
Like, how long he's been there.
Exactly.
I mean, hell, he was there, like, what, Nation Domination, what was that, like, 97, 98?
About there, yeah.
I mean, hell, he's been there for a long time.
Exactly.
The one thing that I hope Vince does not choose to do this is to let Cena end up being a 17-time world champion. I think Ric Flair should still hold the record for the most world titles through a career, you know?
Well, even though Cena has Ric Flair beat, though, 13. Too.
Well, Cena has 13.
Yeah, but he still has Ric Flair beat.
Why? Because he has 13 in the same company?
No. Chris, think about it. No wrestler, not even Ric Flair, has held the WWE title 11 times.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, just I don't think he should, like, have the title for, like, the most amount of, like, major title victories in total. I think Flair should keep that record.
But, you know, either way, I mean, you know, someone's always going to surpass that. You know, either, like, no matter what, though, of course, you got to think about that. Like, no matter, like, you know, whether it be Cena, Triple H, you know, like, anybody, like, you know, they're going to surpass that no matter what.
I know it'll be passed eventually, but I just, you know, I just don't think that, you know, Cena should be the one to pass it.
Right now, you could be at the beginning of an incredible pursuit.
Commercial.
A pursuit to create. A pursuit to innovate.
Let's go to the track.
Russian standard wants peculiar passion.
This one goes out to that special someone in my life. Oh, we all have somebody special. This is for me.
I like ice cream, cherry pie, and lemonade with summer breeze. I like rainbows, leafy trails, and puppy dogs with bumblebees. I like arts and candy gum, and bumper cars at carnivals. Golden skies and hazel eyes, and sand in between my toes. But... Oh, damn.
bliss in yet all the while.
Thinking is Ari's first fight, and it's going to be against the Dai's drug policy.
He'll win.
Yeah, he'll definitely win that one. Marijuana.
But, but yeah, no, and, and funny enough, it should have been the fact that the man, you know, made that announcement. Fucking TNA took RVD off their fucking profile.
Yep, I guess because he was sort of teasing that he was going to be in either company, which after they announced it, which must mean that he signed some sort of contract with them, then TNA had to take it off.
Well, that and plus, I mean, they get, I mean, you know, it's not like he had a contract with TNA. I mean, you know, his contract was expired.
Exactly, and he did a good job of teasing back and forth, and he's actually returning at a pay-per-view where, like, his style fits all the kind of stuff at that pay-per-view.
Exactly.
So, I mean, hell, if we're lucky, you might see him in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
That probably will be the match that he comes back to.
Exactly, and I mean, that would be nuts as hell, seeing him up there.
I mean, let's just hope they don't try to do what they did before, where they, you know, made it to where the Money in the Bank match is only open to a former champion.
Well, I mean, definitely, I'm excited for that pay-per-view. Just like, I think he's coming back, it's like, that just makes it a hell of a lot more entertaining. And he definitely has a thing for, like, you know, Philadelphia, because it was, like, ECW's biggest asset that they got.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest assets.
Well, I mean, exactly, and ECW's home is right here, so of course that's a good spot for him to return.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, they basically just had a big return, you know, Chicago for Punk, because, you know, it's Chicago, whatever, and now they're having RVD here for Philly, which that just makes sense as well, because the pay-per-view, just everything just fits perfectly there. I think I'm more excited for RVD's return.
Yeah, but then again, you know, they could have done it either way. I mean, either way, you know, they could have had a return, you know, either whether it be Philly, or they could have done it in Michigan.
Well, I mean, exactly.
So either way, RVD's got has the home field advantage. Which also the fact that they'd be doing it in Philly, you know, RVD might not be the only one that comes back, too. I mean, you know, you still got Tommy Dreamer, you know, who works independently, you know, they could bring back.
And we still have, like, the Sandman, who's just celebrated his birthday today.
Sandman wouldn't fit in with WWE.
Yeah, he definitely wouldn't. Because smoking and drinking when coming out to the ring, both those things at once, yeah, that's not very PG. I mean, Stone Cold, if he comes back, he can get away with it because, I mean, he has a big enough name.
Yeah,
and, you know, he can pay his way out of it or whatever. But Sandman, hell no.
Sandman has a big enough name to where he can do it too, but it's just the fact that you got to think. He comes back, see, the difference between him and Stone Cold. Stone Cold doesn't bash himself in the head with a can to bust himself open. Sandman does.
Exactly. Oh, man. Stuff that was dope in the past that should still happen.
I mean, you know, if the PG era would ever come down, then, you know, they would bring up, you know, some form of the attitude era to where, you know, blood was allowed and shit like that, then, yeah, Sandman would fit in, but PG era, he's not going to really fit in too well. I mean, you know, if they really wanted to, because, you know, he's a free agent as well now. I mean, if they really wanted to, I mean, yeah, Jeff can't come back to the WWE, but Matt Hardy always could.
Exactly. Even though right now he's doing the whole ROH thing, which, I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, how would you say ROH compares? I mean, it's kind of like the third brand, right?
No.
The third company.
It's a whole different company, but at the same time, Matt Hardy's not signed to Ring of Honor.
Oh, he just works there day by day sort of thing, right?
Yeah, Matt Hardy's actually still a free agent, because if you haven't noticed, at the same time, he does that, but on the side, you know, he also works for House of Hardcore, which is, you know, owned by Tommy Dreamer.
Yep.
So, you know, if he's going back between those two companies, then that usually means he's not signed officially to one specific company, which makes him a free agent, you know, to go to whatever company he chooses to. I mean, and plus, even if he was signed to Origin, you know, if he wanted to jump back over to WWE, he could, because of the fact, you know, that's where he started out in the first place.
Yep.
So,
one of the guys that I hope gets to WWE eventually, which I have no clue if he will, which, I mean, Stone Cold even, you know, said that he sees something in him, that's Samoa Joe.
I don't see Samoa Joe ever going to WWE, because his home is TNA.
I mean, I know that. I'm just saying, like, if he ever did get to WWE, though, that would be, I mean, he definitely would get pushed, because, like, if Stone Cold, right, you know, talked to him up and said that he sees something in him, then, I mean, it's kind of obvious that Stone Cold is one of the top guys, sees something in him, and, like, we've already seen him wrestle, that he could definitely do amazing stuff, and he would definitely get a big push.
Well, that, and plus, you know, Samoa Joe's actually been a World Heavyweight Champion before, too, so.
Yep.
And, you know, but since the main event, Mafia's coming back, I'm interested in seeing who's going to be a part of it.
Exactly. This time it's interesting because it's like, are they going to take a chance on bringing Scott Steiner back, who's been having the whole drug problems? But, I mean, I hear that he is clean right now, so who knows?
what drug problem?
Oh, wasn't it Scott Steiner having all the drug problems, or was that somebody else? Was that Kevin Nash? No, it wasn't Nash.
Steiner had just had a problem with steroids, but that was, like, in the past.
Oh, I thought, like, the drinking and all that, drinking way too much. Yeah, goddamn, there are too many wrestlers that are like that.
Exactly. So if they're going to fucking take him out because, like, he drinks too damn much, let's see. You got ODB who drinks from a goddamn flask. You got fucking James Storm who drinks beer every single fucking night.
You have Jeff Hardy who had that one incident.
Exactly, and he came back.
Yep, that's probably why WWE will never sign him again. If he was a free agent.
Actually, no, that's not true. There could always be a possibility where, you know, they, you know, would bring back Jeff Hardy because it's not back, you know, he's a big enough name out there, you know, whether drug policy or not, you know, would they would bring him back. Because, I mean, come on, man, they've had, look at X-Pac. They brought him back.
And, I mean, he definitely did a lot of messed up stuff in the past, but, I mean, now he's one of us calm down, mellow out.
That motherfucker's still supposed to be, what the fuck are you talking about?
I wish that third company, if they tried to make that Wrestling Society X, I wish that had done well. Because, I mean, it was cool seeing X-Pac, you know, there for, what, the 1 week I was on TV for?
Oh, I was on for a couple weeks.
Yeah, what, like six?
I think it was there for about, like, a month or two.
Yep. I mean, because I always liked X-Pac wrestling style. Because, I mean, he's kind of like, you know, one of those guys, like, so small, but he's, like, fast at the same time. But, I mean, like, you know, he's entertaining, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of other wrestlers like that. And those would be, like, I mean, Epico, Primo, you got Sin Cara,
right.
You know. You know, who got the same exact style as X-Pac in a way.
Yep.
You
got Rey Mysterio, you could say, even though he's always getting injured, like Sin Cara.
Yeah, you know, like, you had the likes of Evan Bourne.
Yep. And I mean, hell, if you want to go, then we could say, like, RVD kind of has the same style.
Yeah.
A little bigger, but he has the same style.
And what up, Ghetto?
Nothing, Mr. Pistolon.
Well, Ghetto, are you ready to have your memory banks rocked?
You already did that with regulators.
Hell yeah. I got a few other ones up on here, too. I'm not sure if you remember the Lady of Rage.
No.
She was a part of Death Row back in the day.
No.
I think that's it. But before we go into that, I say we go with this. True classic. And then I'll go to the track that was the intro. So I'll play it again. Here we go with the first one.
Got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. It was hot. A lot of chameleons out there. Trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder, cause I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowd, make money, chew with the honey, sign autographs, and whatever the people want. How impossible.
still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know. You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job, you know. Save your money, man. Save your money, too. Hit single don't last very long, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody I'm trying to spin off like some series.
Yeah, if I have big dreams, I make it big green. Big shot, heavy hitter on the mainstream. You wanna look shanty in the Bentley. Be a star band, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame, let me explain. What happens to these stars, ain't it big brains? First they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get kicked by the media fans. Things never stay the same way.
Matthew's here, to fucking shut the fuck up. Not Justin, Justin Roberts, what the fuck his name is. Both of them.
We're back like whoever the fuck his name is.
We're back like Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, there you go. That's fucking, it's fucking dope that he's coming back at fucking, Money in the Bank, though.
I don't understand why they advertised it like that.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and still, Money in the Bank's going to suck, like you guys said, because nothing's going to happen. It's not even going to be a good pay-per-view.
Surprisingly, this pay-per-view was actually pretty good.
Yeah, until fucking Cena put fucking right back to the fucking roof of the ambulance.
Yeah, till the last match.
Exactly. I should just put that match first because we all knew how it was going to end.
Because I was like, all right, they let Del Rio win. So I figured Ryback was going to win.
Yep, but we were wrong.
The funny thing was, like, I was expecting, you know, a heel turn, like, in the Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton match. But no, they do in the Del Rio match, they do a double turn, making Ziggler face. And Del Rio, the heel, like, who the hell cares?
Did you see Daniel Bryan almost hit the Shield? Not even.
Yes. I saw it.
Or yeah, did you see Randy Orton fuck up his move? He tried to throw the dude into the other one, and he kind of missed.
Dude, we can do better in 3D13 with the one running move of Doom that everybody does.
So, Chris, did you have to change yourself after you saw Seth Rollins hit his move?
Nope.
I saw him hit the move. I was like, uh-oh. Chris just nutted himself.
What, no response to that one, Chris?
Since you've been obsessed with that move.
Use that damn move.
Been obsessed with that move for the past, like, 2 weeks now, and then you finally saw it on WWE.
They finally let him use it.
After all these weeks, have you been preaching about them, how they won't let him use it?
Nope.
And not even really cares, but I just found that they have a 2-disc Death Row Records CD sort of thing.
Yeah,
15 years on Death Row.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Oh, you have it too?
Sure.
Death Row.
Oh, okay then.
I don't have anything from that shit.
Yeah, it's not like they had any big names on there, like Tupac or anything.
Wasn't Snoop Dogg on there?
And yep. Tupac. And Tupac was a part of them too, of course. And so
yeah,
was Dr. Dre.
That sarcastically. And so was Ice Cube, apparently.
Yes. And Warren G.
And Nate Dogg.
Yep.
As well as Corrupt and a whole bunch of people.
I mean, I'll be honest though, that last match was kind of good. I mean, it was funny as all hell because of the simple fact. Both me and Ghetto G agree that Ryback should never work on cars, ever.
Yeah, it's like it's a good thing Ryback isn't a mechanic.
Exactly.
And that was a very poorly put together core.
Yeah, the fucking door was weak as all hell.
Yeah, man, whipped somebody in the door, snapped right off.
I was like, what the hell?
What, the fucking fender came off? The fucking light came off?
Yeah, you could just rip the side of the car off.
Like, this is the most ghetto ambulance I've ever seen in my life.
You barely hit the windshield and it breaks.
I'm seeing try to put fucking Ryback in the front of the fucking ambulance.
Yeah, what was that? How was he going to win like it?
I don't know. In terms of glass, maybe?
No,
maybe
he was putting him in the front seat.
Yeah.
Well, he was in the front seat, then he's in the ambulance, technically.
They just went in there and they hit the little siren button, and that was it.
Like I said, you know, they just wanted to play with the sirens.
Pretty much.
And the crutches.
During that match, I swear to God, the crowd was chanting, "You both suck."
They probably did.
Too.
Then they were chanting RVD.
Even though RVD wasn't a part of that match and not due to come back till Money in the Bank.
They had a bunch of chants going on during that match that had nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I noticed.
That's because that's how much the fans care about the match.
Same thing with Del Rio, man. They had a bunch to say during that match.
Yeah, including booing the shit out of him because he kept kicking fucking Ziggler in the head.
Yeah, man, I saw the whole match, man. He just kept kicking him in the head. I'm like, damn, they're just allowing him to do that. Like, dude just had
and
a
now
concussion.
He should do a pile driver on him.
And Big E got thrown out because he's a dumbass. Nope. He's like, don't you touch my man.
What? Then AJ just sitting there fucking screaming her head off. No.
Then she was crying after she was just making fun of Caitlyn crying. She was sitting there crying.
Oh, AJ.
Yeah, really.
Wait, I guess she was crying over Dolph. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. But she was still crying.
Yeah, because
like how somebody had to point out, if you didn't notice, how whenever Layla was hugging Caitlyn and shit, they point out the Fruity Pebbles in the crowd there. Like, I noticed that too, man. I was like, what the fuck? Or like how apparently there's a guy in the crowd, he had I'm a Chris Benoit guy t-shirt.
I saw that.
So did he get to stay for the whole pay-per-view?
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Probably got thrown out.
He probably did.
Because they like to throw people out of the crowd all the time, like Fred Durst.
Yeah. And people that wear TNA shirts or Ring of Honor shirts, Chris Benoit shirts.
Shit, they should have the guy who looks exactly like Chris Benoit that was at the TNA event show up there wearing I'm a Chris Benoit guy shirt. That would have been funny as hell.
Yeah, go find that guy.
You've been wearing that shirt.
Oh. First, I'm pretty sure that TNA wouldn't mind. Just don't do that. There's a problem with that.
Yeah, get him wearing that shirt. I'd just be laughing because it'd be funny as hell.
Or like a point up about the fact that Sin Cara didn't get hit. He just fell down.
Yeah. Good old Sin Cara.
Oh, Sin Cara's drunk as hell again.
He was like, fuck it, I'll just fall over too.
I was supposed to get hit, but I didn't. So I'll fall down.
And we got a 508. What's good, 508?
Hello? Just want to give a shout out to all my juggles out there.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just chilling here.
You sound familiar as all hell.
Hello?
I'm just chilling, man.
You there, man? Oh, sweet,
yeah,
man.
I hear you.
Yeah, man, just chilling here. Just tuned in.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
What part of Mass you from, homie?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Wow, Hammond, you were way off. But no, what's going on down there?
Not much, you know, just Texas shit, you know what I'm saying?
Texas shit? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah. I live in them. I'm a pickup truck and all that, you know. Nah, I'm just messing.
I mean, that's all right, man. A lot of people have pickup trucks.
They're pretty awesome, man. But
my question to you, man, is do you ever just fall down for the hell of things?
What? Sorry, what?
I said...
He said, do you ever fall down just because? Do you like to
slow down?
Do you just like to throw yourself down, you know, do dumb shit?
Thanks, Sin Cara.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So you into wrestling at all, man?
What? Into wrestling?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get into it, actually.
Like, actually, to be a wrestler or to watch?
Watch it.
Yeah, cause we're just sitting here. We just sitting here talking about the pay per view that just happened tonight.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Really?
The only thing I say that should happen with RVD's return is they should have Joey Styles go there too and replace Michael Cole.
Good luck on that.
Exactly.
That's
but
not going to happen.
Michael Cole getting owned tonight was funny as hell, like usual.
For what? On what? What did he say?
No, when, like, JBL and Jerry the King Lawler were making fun of him.
That was the entire show.
Exactly.
Hey, look at it like this. At least we found fucking Big Show.
Yeah, what's that? commentator.
Wait, where's the pay-per-view event on?
Oh, it's over. I think it's over now.
Well, it should be. It should still be on if somebody's running the replay of it anyway.
Yeah.
Where was it on?
It was on pay-per-view.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's for WWE.
So it's good.
I mean, it was dope as all hell, but I mean, like we said, until like, you know, the last match, where they, like, you know, right back to a fucking roof of the ambulance.
Anybody here watch basketball?
No.
I watch hockey, dude.
Oh, hockey? Nice, me too, man. I'm originally from Canada, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm originally Canadian, so I love hockey.
Well, all those teams are out of the playoffs, including my team.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
So who do you want to win the cup?
Well, I originally wanted the Penguins, but they got out, so I guess, see, my least two favorite teams are the Blackhawks, but I'm going to go with the Blackhawks on this one.
See, man, I knew I liked this dude for some reason. Yeah, man, I was all for the Penguins too, but then they were out. Yeah, so I'm definitely rooting for the Blackhawks because the Bruins, just fuck the Bruins.
Oh yeah, I know. See, they killed both teams. They killed the Penguins this year, and they killed the Canucks in the Stanley Cup. Just to fuck the Bruins, you know. Right?
Yeah, I just want somebody to beat the Bruins. That's all.
Me too.
Mainly because I'm tired of hearing about Boston.
Me too, dude.
It's like, oh,
fuck that city. I'm not gonna visit it. You know what I mean?
It was like there's this big explosion happening there, so we're gonna let the Bruins win the cup.
Like, here, guys, we're just gonna let win. It's like, you know what? Let's give it some sympathy. Let's just let these guys win.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it was.
It's like, this is sports, man. This ain't sympathy shit. I mean, I feel bad for the people there, but, you know.
Yeah, they should not bring it into the sports.
Exactly.
Like, that happened once before for somebody else.
Who else?
For, like, what was it? During 9/11 or some shit? Like, some... one of the football teams won or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. But
the funny thing
like,
is that both the New York football teams are actually in New Jersey. But then again, the Buffalo Bills are the only team in New York.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Hey man,
they have the New York Jets and Giants, who are both from New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yep.
Nice.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about New Jersey for, but okay.
I don't know. It just so happens
New Jersey sucks.
The New Jersey suckers are pretty cool.
But anyway, cool. On another note, is there any songs you want to hear, man?
Sure. My God.
We could play pretty much anything. Anything you want to hear.
How about some Twisted?
Anything in particular or just Twisted?
Just Twisted, anything. Twisted.
Sounds good. How about we go with...
I said I knew she was a freak by the way she walked. And when I talked to her, it was like she never got caught to this day. She swear to God it wasn't shitting that. She straight up just drifted, developed on a fat dick. I know I've been around the block a few times, so I really didn't mind that her mouth had some stretch lines. She had me thinking I'm a straight up back, when in fact I'm just another who can hit it from the back and attack her intestinal track and leave a puddle of spat down the middle of a simple ass crack. And smack, I had to give that bitch a black eye, cause the pussy just don't feel right. I know why y'all thought I was this shit and had this all on lockdown. Come to find out that my girl's just a cock hound. I couldn't deal with it, I had to bail out quick, cause that bitch just loved on a strange dick. And she knew in a week, and they know I'm on the teller. Whatever, I'm 3345, remember? I call you around 8 o'clock and we can get together. Damn, now this bitch, she can do a thing or two. Grab my meat and did electric boogaloo. Oh shit, what the fuck she did? And my nuts kicked stepping and my wag did the gym. That ain't shit, check it out, homie. Put my wallet out my pocket and check my ID. For Schwami, she said make sure it's me. And I'm a Michigani coming straight from the deep. We dicked it up, yeah. We dicked it down, yeah. I hit it from the back, she gave me riches and wow. But fuck all that, and said I gave her a call. Paul?
Play any video games?
Yeah, we all play PS3.
Sweet. See, no, this is a good crew. Ready for PS4?
Definitely looking forward to it.
Definitely gonna be better than the Xbox One.
Watch Dogs for sure.
Yeah, well, they didn't get anything better than the Xbox One.
Dude, it's just funny how everybody keeps bashing it, though. It's great.
Yeah.
You mentioned the word Xbox One on Facebook, and it's just not our fight. Or you show a picture of the Xbox One, and everyone's just like, dude, fuck that shit.
Well, the people that love Xbox are going to be real mad.
Yeah, because of the fact you can't share games with that shit.
Can't do anything without the internet. Can't do anything without the internet. That's right,
yeah,
Ghetto G. You tell him.
Yeah. Not just that, it's like a stalking machine, you know? It just connects to all your shit.
Wait, they steal all your shit? What are you talking about?
Like, you know, you have to have the camera on to play the games, apparently. And the camera is left on even when you turn off the system.
Motherfuckers be watching people sleep and shit.
All right.
That's just crazy.
It is.
That's another government thing.
Yep. All right.
You hear that, Chris? Don't buy the Xbox One. They'll be watching you. He's like, I don't care.
It says I have 118 seconds for some reason.
118 seconds?
Yeah, it says it on my phone. I don't know why.
That's strange.
It is.
Okay, he meant on his phone, okay. Yeah, I thought he meant to live.
Well, that would suck. Any last wishes, man?
Any last... I really don't know, actually. I'm just... Anybody here play Bioshock?
No.
No, but this dude working at GameStop told me that it was a pretty racist game.
Oh, yeah. Same yesterday. There's actually a black guy. He was helping me out. He's like, dude, you play Bioshock Infinite? It's like, dude, I heard that game's racist. I was like, I heard about that, too. I think it's a pretty good game.
Well, I mean, is it a good game, though?
Yeah, it's a pretty good game.
Hell yeah.
So what's the point of that game? Like, what do you got to do with it?
Well, you're basically in this, like, you're like in the, I don't know, like, you know what steampunk is?
Steampunk?
Yeah. Like, it's like... Like 1800s,
like the fighter that was on that TV show, the giant robots.
Yeah, man.
Anyway.
But yeah, you gotta.
Hello.
Hello?
You gotta hang up and explain to us later. Got it.
Call back, man, if you can hear us.
Well, no, it's funny, because he said he's originally from Canada, lives in Texas, but yeah, he's got a Massachusetts number.
Are you sure?
508 Massachusetts.
Oh. I just thought you were a dumbass.
Oh, 508 from Massachusetts. That's why I asked him. You know, that's why I asked him. What part of Mass is he from?
I'm just saying that was just real weird. You said that, and then it was somewhere completely wrong.
Yeah, but then again, you know, he also said that, you know, he's originally from Canada too.
Fucking A, man.
Well, what do you say we go to some more old school since? Until, you know, he calls back.
Gee, you seem so excited when people call in here.
I mean, no, it was dope that he called in, but then for some reason he left.
It's because his phone probably fucked up, man.
Yeah, probably. But Ghetto, I'm pretty sure this track right here is definitely gonna fucking rock your memory banks, man.
That's gonna knock my socks off.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Mountain bitches at the
position born to me. Someone wishing competition got me blitz on that bullshit they strip. I'm a rhyme though, clown homes like it's mandatory. No breath or worry, my nigga bitch got the game distorted. Now it's on in the zone because I said so. Keep trust the bitch in the business, so I got my damn bro. Now these money hungry bitches getting suspicious. Started plotting and planning on the scheme to come and trick us. But thug niggas be on point and gang tight.
Back in.
Hey man.
What happened?
Hey man, I'm back.
Where did you go? Welcome back.
It's just like I only have a limit on here, so it cut me off. So I'm using I have like two phone numbers on this phone, so.
You got two phone numbers on the same phone?
Well, yeah, because I have a different app. I have an app that you can call for free if you're on it.
The hell?
And then I just use my normal phone number.
That's very weird.
That's
what you called it with the Massachusetts area code.
He likes to play with people's minds.
What?
Apparently.
The fuck?
So you guys on the PS Vita?
Wait, what?
The PS Vita, PlayStation Vita.
No.
No.
No, you don't know it?
Nope.
There's an old one 2 days ago, actually. I might check it out. Wait for it to come to the mail.
waiting for it to come in the mail?
Yeah, I ordered.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, that didn't look too interesting. I just got the PS3 finally after so many years.
Yeah, it's just in time for the PS4 to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Me too. Thanks for that. Did you guys hear that Watch Dogs?
Not even quite sure what that is.
Watch Dogs.
What is a Watch Dog? I mean, like a pit bull, bulldog? What kind of Watch Dog are we talking about here?
No, I mean, the game, man.
The game where you get, like, fight dogs?
You know, full dog fighting?
No, what kind of game is it, man?
It's a weird game. It's you hack into a city, like the city of Chicago. It's like the system. You hack into the whole city.
In Chicago, of course.
Yeah, yeah, of course, because Chicago is easy as hell to hack.
Hey, it could have been Boston, so.
It should have been Boston.
Anyway.
Anywhere in Boston, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hack into a city, and...
And you have to free someone from jail, and you have to avoid the cops from catching you.
So it's like a GTA type game.
Kinda, yeah, it is. You hack into the city. Oh yeah, I mean, I'm also waiting for the pre-order of GTA 5.
Yeah, Chris is already over all over that.
Do you have any pre-ordered? Tell me for it.
I pre-ordered it back when it was supposed to come out in, what the hell, like February or something?
Damn.
Oh, yeah?
Before it jumped the whole way to September and, like, god damn it.
You got
both. That sucked. I just pre-ordered it, actually 2 weeks ago.
See, he's not going to have to wait that long, unlike you, Chris.
Oh, well.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for that shit to come out.
Yeah, it should be fun. I haven't played GTA in a very long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the only one I ever really played was, like, the third one, or, like, Vice City.
Oh, yeah, Vice City. I love San Andreas, my favorite.
I mean, I played San Andreas, but, like, not too much of where I, like, beat anything on it. I just went around and killed people.
Oh, yeah. That's what they do with Saints Row 3. I just beat the game, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to blow shit up and everything.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah. I don't know about Saints Row 4 with the whole alien thing.
Alien things?
Yeah, you know the Saints Row series, right?
What?
The Saints Row series.
I can't understand what you're saying.
You know the Saints Row series? Saints Row?
Oh, Saints Row, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently the fourth one is going to have aliens in it.
The fuck?
That would be perfect. That would be perfect.
I don't even fucking know, dude.
How you can see with Grand Theft Auto 5, you put aliens in Saints Row 4.
That's like, you ever watched the movie Dark Skies? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's about aliens. And that movie was fucking stupid.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was not interesting at all. And half the shit they said in it, man, I already knew about due to the fact that we talked to Lil V and she's obsessed with aliens.
Can you guys see Killer Klaus from outer space?
Something about space.
Killer Klaus outer space.
Clowns from outer space. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually love that movie.
You ever see that one clown movie? What was it called? Horny the Clown or some shit like that?
What the hell?
Like some fast food place or some shit.
Horny the Clown?
Horny clown worked at a fast food place.
Somebody wow. Google that. Somebody Google that and tell me if that's the name of a movie.
Hey, I'm gonna look that up right now.
I believe that's what it's called though, because there's like a killer clown in it. It's like a fast food restaurant.
Well, actually, get the movie's called Drive Through.
Drive Through. Maybe there we go. That sounds better. And the clown is
Horny
next
the clown.
Drive
Through. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, Horny the Clown Drive Through trailer.
I've seen this poster before.
Yeah, I watched that a long time ago on TV. Wasn't that bad of a movie? Wasn't that bad?
I can't believe it's called Horny the Clown Drive Through.
No, that's not what it's called. That's the name of the clown.
Yeah.
So it's rattling with
Clown
McDonald.
But
he's horny.
So if you want to check that out, you should probably check that out.
He's pretty interesting.
It really is.
As where I do not suggest you watch Mama, though.
What's it called?
Oh, definitely.
the movie called Mama.
Mama?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah. You'd have to watch it, and maybe you could tell me what it was about, because I have no idea.
Dude, I watched it after I figured out what the fuck it was about. Shit, fucking Chris fucking read about it, and he couldn't even figure out what the fuck it was about.
The fuck is supposed to happen near the ending? It's like, this makes no sense. What the fuck so ever?
Yeah, it's a pretty new movie, man. It just came out not too long ago on DVD.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Heard about bad reviews.
Oh. And to add a movie to it, do not watch list, The Purge.
The Purge?
That was a bad movie.
I heard about that.
I watched it. I mean, it had some good moments, but after a while, I was like, okay, it's like, I know they're going to win. Who the hell cares? Like, they're going to end up killing people eventually. So, like, it just got boring after a while.
They're going to win. It's not a game, man.
Well, there were basically three teams that were killing each other.
What the hell? They broke it up into teams? What the fuck?
Kind of. Homeless black man goes into the house, whatever, that the kid was in. And so basically the homeless black man and the family are against the people who are trying to kill the homeless black man and against all their neighbors who are trying to kill them. They fucking killed the people who were trying to kill them, the college kids.
I was expecting a little more like chaos or something.
Team. Yeah.
I was too, but it's basically three teams are going to kill each other in the same fucking house.
Wow. That's like the Strangers, man. The Strangers movies, that was pretty fucking bad.
Oh, God. That's all you're talking about that one. I saw that. Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
really
on DVD somewhere.
I mean, come on, think about me. You know, the commercial for The Purge, and like, they show like so much fucking chaos.
Yeah, man, they made you think like it was gonna be this badass killing movie or something. But no.
Have you heard the movie Violent Shit?
Say Violent Shit?
There's actually a movie called Violent Shit.
Just somebody taking a very painful shit.
It's one of those films, it's filmed on VHS, and it's about this guy who just kills people. It's stupid.
And it's called Violent Shit?
It's called Violent Shit.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, Google's been Violent Shit.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought he
was German, apparently.
Oh, shit, there's a midget fight.
Violent Shit?
Yeah. Apparently they have, like, four movies in the trilogy.
There's more than one? That's crazy.
Violent Shit Part 1, Violent Shit Part 2, and Violent Shit Part 3, and Violent Shit Part 4, Brown Shit.
You can tell your friend, hey, Joe, we're going to see Violent Shit. Like,
what? No, somebody else saw that title, man.
Then we'll watch
it. They probably thought it was going to be something else, and then they saw it. They're like, what the hell?
Like, oh, sure. I know how to watch it. Just go to Taco Bell and order the biggest meal you got.
That could work.
Good, dude.
What the?
What else is there to eat?
What's it?
What?
What?
don't know, man. Apparently it's a German movie.
It's a true movie? Is that what you said?
Actually,
the Germans are fucking retarded.
Oh, a German movie. Oh.
They have some weird shit, man.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked up violent shit movie on Google, and violent shit, a new butcher is born. Like, that's the title of the first one. It's like, okay, and, like, the cover work is like, this shit is very low budget. And then I just read it on Wikipedia, ultra low budget. It's like, even better.
No, man.
Yeah, it's like filmed with the VHS tape.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty fucking old then.
Yeah,
87.
Damn.
That's like a really bad movie.
How come I've never heard of this movie? Because it's a German movie, that's why.
Wait. Here's the best thing. One of the sequences is called Violent Shit 2, Mother Hold My Hand.
What the hell?
It's like a Jason movie.
Make sure you don't have Jason hold my hand.
So does the person end up going out and killing with his mother?
I guess. Yeah. I haven't seen the second one. I don't even want to. I only saw part of the first one. I saw 10 minutes of it and I was like, I'm not watching this.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Now my question is, did you understand what the hell they were saying?
They have some subtitles, but dude, they're really shitty subtitles. Like, you can tell that's not what they're saying. Like,
that'd be even better.
No figure. Violent shit with shitty subtitles.
Oh, I hate subtitles.
I do too.
Yeah. Except when I watch anime. But other than that, I hate subtitles.
Oh, man. Havoc just fell in love with you.
Really? You love anime?
Yeah, Havoc loves that shit.
Hell yeah, man.
That's sweet, man. You watch
One Piece? Shit, man. I got the fucking Funimation channel.
You love One Piece, man?
I said I have the Funimation channel on deck for my...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Pretty sweet.
Actually, it's funny because one of the games I have for my PS3 is actually Bleach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you watch One Piece?
Oh, yeah. Wait, do I watch what?
One Piece.
Sometimes I'm like I used to watch it back in the day, but now it's gotten a little bit boring because like I've already seen all the episodes.
Man, everybody stole my fucking joke about CM Punk looking like fucking Wolverine.
Oh really? He does look like Wolverine.
All these damn pictures, man. They, motherfuckers.
Yeah. He looks like Wolverine, doesn't he?
Yes.
Can anybody watch Clerks?
Clerks? Yeah.
I love that series.
Yeah.
She sucked 37 dicks. In a row?
In a row. And then, this picture online says, like, giving your girlfriend names, and then said, boo boo kitty fuck.
Yeah. I think I actually shared that picture.
Oh, yeah, I counted for Clerks 3 to come out.
Isn't that already out or some shit?
No. Last one they made was number 2.
Well, I know that much. I thought the other one came out or something like select shit.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not Google. I don't know everything.
it looks Clerks 3. No, they're just directing it right now.
When's it supposed to come out?
They don't know yet, actually, but they just finished the script 2 months ago.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe next year, 2015.
Father's Day, the most confusing day in the ghetto.
Does anybody here know about Homestuck?
Say Homestuck?
Yeah.
Talking about that basketball movie?
Homestuck? There's a basketball movie called Homestuck?
Are you saying Home Fuck or Homestruck?
Homestuck.
Okay, I got the name wrong anyway. It's called Thunderstruck, but anyway.
Thunderstruck. I remember that movie.
Well, I fucked that up. But, no.
It's a webcomic online.
Did you say comics online?
Yeah, it's an online comic.
Yeah. I don't really read comics.
I feel
or
read,
or anything for that matter.
Juggler. Kind of look. Did anyone watch Clerks, like the animated series?
Wait, what?
Clerks, the animated series.
I think I may have seen that.
I think I may have seen an episode, maybe.
I do remember some cartoon shit of that or something. But, I could be just lying to you. I'm not sure. Was there a reason you asked, or we just asking questions?
Yeah, that's just like fucking the fact that they made a fucking James Bond fucking cartoon.
Oh yeah.
Snoochie Boochies.
Snoochie Boochies. My favorite one in the series is the when they go to court. And they get all the celebrities to give Randall his money back because the movie sucked. They got,
man, that's what I want to do for some movies, man.
They got George Lucas for the Star Wars first episode. He said, "Mr. Lucas, didn't you direct this movie in the weekend and you told people that it took years? Like, this movie sucked. I want my $8 back."
Yeah, just imagine if they really did that.
Maybe they should have done that with the poor people who ever bought violent shit.
And while we're at it, we'll throw in fucking Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that too.
All six of them.
Oh, six, yeah, and The Last Airbender. I deserve my $8 for that one.
I think we all do.
The Last Airbender with M. Night Shyamalan, that was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, you know, that motherfucker, you know, he could do better, because, you know, he's actually had better movies out, but, I don't know. Lately, he's been losing his touch.
I mean, I know his other movies are not that good, but The Last Airbender was just, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
That's the one I deserve my $8 back.
Well, I mean, come on, man. I mean, come on. Like, what are you expecting? You know, it was a cartoon turned into like a live action movie.
Oh yeah, it's true. Same with Dragon Ball Z. Remember?
Yeah, I mean, the Dragon Ball shit wasn't that bad.
It was okay.
And that was better than. I mean, you know, it's definitely better than the Last Airbender.
There's nothing okay about Dragon Ball Z. Sorry to break up the fun, kids.
Yeah, Gilgi hates Dragon Ball Z.
Well, it's not that I hate it, just don't really care for it. And every time I play the video game, I kind of turn into a fat guy because I fucked up the codes. Anyway.
Nice.
No, it wasn't nice. I would lose.
Some money though.
Well,
you ever play that game? You, anybody know what the hell I'm talking about?
Which one exactly?
I have no idea.
Game Boy Advance.
It's an older one.
Who was it for Game Boy Advance?
You can name all the names you want. I ain't gonna remember. But
Dragon Ball Z 2, The Return of Goku.
Whatever game where you had to put some thing in or something to, I guess, level up or some shit. And if you fucked it up, you just...
Okay, yeah, no, you're talking about Dragon Ball Z Budokai. With the,
if you messed it up, you just became a fat guy.
Oh, my God, yes. I know what you're talking about. Me and my cousin played that game for hours.
Yeah, I played it with this one dude or whatever, and I just lost.
Yeah, I'll be
which anime do you watch?
Man, I watch a shitload. Way too many to fucking name off.
What's your top three?
Robin?
What's your top three, Havoc?
I have to say Sekiro, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kenpachi.
Alright.
Yeah.
My top three would have to be... My first one's One Piece. Second... probably Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
Then third would be... Maybe Trigun.
Trigun's good, yeah. I definitely like that one.
Trigun's pretty good. Or to Green Man. You ever seen that one?
Nah.
It's pretty good. You know what Blue Exorcist is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Blue Exorcist. It's pretty good.
Okay, yeah. nah, man, I think they should bring back Trigun, though.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yo, get rid of fucking, I don't know, get rid of Naruto. Or fucking that Soul Reaper one.
Soul Reaper, isn't that Soul Eater?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's already back on Toonami, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's retorted.
I like the Japanese version better though.
I think actually, you know, like as far as the Japanese version, I like the Japanese version of Naruto Shippuden and the Japanese version of Bleach.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
And, of course, the Japanese versions of Dragon Ball Z is of course, good, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up watching the English version, but the Japanese version is really good.
Yeah.
You like Inuyasha?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even with that, you know, like, I wish, you know, they'd put the new episodes on instead of the fucking repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Cause, I mean, like, you know, like, yeah, cause, you know, there's actually, like, a whole other series to, Inuyasha that they haven't even bothered, you know, put on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Anybody here watch Invader Time?
What about Vader Time?
Adventure Time.
No. That's just really retarded.
I see like that show. It's pretty good.
I can't stand it.
I'm a regular show.
I'll be honest. I can't stand that show whatsoever. I can't stand Samurai Jack was retarded.
Which one? Regular show?
Samurai Jack that was on Cartoon Network.
Oh, did you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
There's one more. I can't remember the name of it. It was just that bad.
What's it about?
Samurai Jack or the one?
No, the one you're thinking about.
It's guy that's just like located, it's like trying to become like a pirate or something like that and shit like that. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
They had like a pirate in it?
Yeah. Like just like little kid like trying to be a pirate on this like blue thing. That was from
Flapjack.
Yeah, there you go. That's stupid shit.
I love that show.
I couldn't stand it. It was fucking retarded.
You like that show?
No, I can't stand it.
that was a good show for me. Let's see, what show is the one I don't like is the new Annoying Orange. The one I picked up on the YouTube videos?
I think this needs to die.
It was just a shitty YouTube video, and now a shitty series.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then, what else? Oh, yeah. Nickelodeon. Pretty much shit now, as well.
Yes. They got rid of all the good shit.
Damn, I miss all that. Kenan and Kel, Drake and Josh.
I wasn't so much into Drake and Josh. I preferred Kenan and Kel, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy was definitely good. Are You Afraid of the Dark was good.
Cat Dog
was just weird. I can't even figure what the fuck that shit was about.
And Hey Arnold.
Yeah, it was good.
Muffet
yeah,
Boy. Good,
I think it's funny how, Chris actually reminded me of Helga. It's not show.
What?
Why is that?
I don't know, she was fucking retarded.
She was a big bully. Chris isn't a big bully.
Well, I mean, okay, fine. Man, he reminds me of Grandpa from that shit.
Grandpa?
He had a dick for a face?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Again, Chris probably didn't know what the hell we're talking about.
Huh? I have no idea.
Well, we're talking about somebody else that's on the phone, and he just doesn't ever answer.
Exactly.
What's it about?
It's about Greg Cocaine. No, it's we're talking about Hey Arnold.
Which episode?
None. he said that dude reminds him of Helga, and I said why. And then he said Grandpa.
And I said, because he has a dick for a face.
That's
true.
Regrets.
Regrets is definitely good.
Regrets is funny.
There you go, Gil. Now we're getting into stuff, you know, that you actually like.
Yeah, now we're actually talking about something I watched.
You watch Ed and Eddie on Cartoon Network?
Yeah, or, you know, when it was on.
Man, we got a real life Ed on here, usually. Her name is Spaz.
Oh, you know, for a minute there, I thought you were going to say fucking Poopoo Ninja.
Poopoo Ninja, no. He doesn't remind me of that retarded thing. although speaking to her, whatever, man, she put that she was taking a romantic walk on the beach with her husband, and I just laughed.
I would have too.
Seems how she sat on here for the longest time talking about how she hates him and he sucks and she's going to divorce him.
Yeah, and then she has sex with him and has a kid in her, and so now she won't divorce him. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
no figure. I mean, we talk. No figure. We talk about Spaz.
Well, here, we'll keep them talking. Ever since Rabbit turned 21, all she wants to do is drink and shit, and now she's obsessed with fucking bar shows.
The fuck?
How funny is that shit, though? I predict she's going to be in rehab by the age 30.
I'm not even here that long.
I'm going to predict that he's going to be living in rehab and never get out.
That's just my thoughts.
I give her 2 years before she's in rehab.
Damn, 2 years. You don't have no faith.
Hey, faith is wasted.
Obviously.
What? I give her about a year till she's in jail for fucking killing someone drunk driving.
Damn, you think the harsh shit.
Hey, we get to the rehab. You say 5 years, I said two, and you say 1 year before she killed somebody.
Yeah, we're not talking about killing people.
Yeah,
I don't know, man, you know. Do we know if he's smart enough not to drink and drive at the same time?
Well,
that's a question mark.
Yeah. from some things that she posted or whatever, it was her drinking and going, what's that shit called? Mudding.
Yep. But, yep, I give it about a year till somebody's dead and she's in jail.
Jeez, man.
She has high life expectations. She's either going to be dead or in jail soon.
Well, that's all right, as long as we got the, what's that game called? Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs.
We can go break her out of jail.
Yep.
You need to hack into Chicago. Where's that?
Yeah, go to Chicago and break her out of jail with that weapon from GTA, giant purple dildo.
Oh, yeah. And Saints Row.
That sounds a lot like Saints Row.
Or Saints Row, whatever the fuck.
Wait.
Oh, man.
How about the fact that I just sent a message saying I got one word for you, rehab, and two letters for you, AA.
Damn, man.
That is definitely Rabbit.
What series she says back to that? Like, that's just ridiculous, man.
I just want to see what the hell she says back to it, too.
Ah, she read it. She said, ha ha.
And where is she being serious here? That's the funny thing.
That's because she really didn't know how to answer that.
Either that or she's drunk again.
It's like when you're an alcoholic, right, what do you say to something when somebody says that to you?
Yeah, you have to laugh about it.
Well, when you're drunk, man, you laugh about a lot of shit.
Doesn't matter what you laugh about.
Oh,
in my case, it's when I'm high, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're way too giggly when you're high.
Exactly. That's why it's only going to play
one.
Track when you're high.
agree with you on that one.
I mean, I've had some nonstop laughing in my time, but not like
yeah,
that.
Of course.
Yeah, ghetto. I remember cartoon animals.
Man, that wasn't funny. That was weird.
It really was.
And then the next day, I was fucking sick as hell, and I missed the Blaze show. No, that wasn't cool.
Oh, really?
No. Well, now, ghetto. Now, this picture, you were that high at the Blaze show, you were seeing cartoon animals.
Oh, no, dude, I was drunk at the Blaze show, the next one, or whatever. And that's when Liquid Assassin took home my one friend, or whatever, that was like 16.
Yo, yeah. There you go. Now, that's something that, you know, we probably should have asked him when he was up on here with us.
Like I probably said this before, but like he would remember.
Well, I mean, you know, could have asked him, you know, taking a 16 years home with you, maybe?
He's probably taking a bunch of people home that he didn't realize were underage.
Yeah, probably like Michael Jackson did with boys.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, she didn't look like she was real young, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Just some big-ass titties.
That's all he saw. Big-ass titties.
Big-ass titties.
But nah, she was a big slut, though.
With big old titties.
With big old titties, yeah.
Big old titties? Yeah. I've heard the word titties and I'm interested.
See that, man?
How about you play the track Tickle Bitties right now, Havoc?
Fuck it, may as well.
It would have been perfectly.
Alright, Chris, you go for it, man.
Play it, Chris.
I don't even know who it's by.
But that was it.
Tickle Bitties?
Marvin, is that what's going?
I don't even know.
Or my favorite Martian or some shit.
Yeah, your favorite Martian.
I think that's what we put it under too, or unless it's something
else. Yeah, that's Ray William Johnson, right? Equal
sure.
Three, you know, the guy on YouTube. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. Table baby.
So he knows the song, so.
Yeah.
Oh, go for it and I'll find it.
YouTube. There you go.
Fake old bitties.
Fake old bitties.
You stuff your shirt? Fake old bitties. God damn it, somebody find the song already.
I'm in ages right now.
Gee.
Why the fuck are the H's for?
Keep going.
Change them down.
Dude, all you gotta do, grab the little scroll thingy.
Yeah, that's what I am doing. Now I'm by Molly Crew.
That is what you put it under, Havoc, right?
I don't remember what I put it under.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I was looking for the artist name. It's under that.
I'm going to just do it this way.
In what way is that?
He's going to start singing the Fandango.
Do-do. Do-do. There you go, mix those songs together. It was the first day.
Other cities and in walk
girl with big old titties. I can't believe my eyes. In a contest, they win first prize. Double D guarantee. I was checking the size. It's like 2 weeks old in a shirt disguise. First and last, having some fun. Wait, I think that I can like 2 weeks.
How about the fact that I asked Rabbit how she's been besides drunk?
How she's been what?
I asked Rabbit how. I go, how you been besides drunk?
Drunk.
That's what happens when you're an alcoholic.
Anybody here watch Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad. Anybody watch it? Anybody?
No.
No Breaking Bad.
I know what it is, but I don't watch it though.
It's a good series. The one I haven't seen is The Walking Dead.
Oh really? You're about 3 seasons behind then, man.
Yeah, it hurts pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a good show. I do watch that series.
You know what, Doctor Who?
No.
Nope.
That's a really good show. They've been so focused on Doctor Who that I haven't been able to watch Walking Dead.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out then. Even though a lot of people tend to say, fuck that shit, it's too overrated. But no, it's actually a good show.
Which one? Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts pretty good. I saw that first episode.
The first episode of the entire thing is the only episode I've never watched.
Well, parallel universe.
Yeah, man, apparently I missed a whole shitload just in that one episode.
Really? Wow. Well, at least that was the most important part, though.
Because, like, apparently whoever was in the first episode showed up in, like, a later on episode, and I had no idea who the fuck it was.
Wow.
Yeah. So that whole episode, man, really threw me off.
And apparently... Mother, go ahead, Owen.
Apparently what?
I was going to say, apparently, according to Rabbit, she says she hasn't been that drunk.
Yeah. Anyway.
When Pig flies, she hasn't been that drunk.
Drunk moment.
Whee!
Big fun.
She probably sees him all the time, too.
Until you wake up and then you realize, what the fuck did I do?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although she does it a lot.
That happened to me in Cancun, actually.
Uh-oh. What the fuck did you do?
We were at a party with my friend's house. I have a friend in Cancun. He has a huge party house. And I drank about 4 tequila shots. And some other shit. And then I woke up and I don't know what the fuck happened. And my friend told me, dude, you drank like 4 or 5 tequila shots.
Yeah, you woke up next to a big fat ass hairy bitch.
It's like Santa, sweet Jake.
Like, wake up, you gotta take me home.
Yeah, you gotta take me home. The first stop at the gas station for a pack.
Although that'd just be a normal day for Krista.
True.
He's into women like it.
Hairy woman.
The bigger ladies.
The machine.
You like chubby ladies?
The machine.
I can go with whatever. It doesn't really matter. I don't have a preference, honestly.
Well, we know this. I mean, come on. You dated
a machine. A lot of girls pretty good, man.
Come on, man. You got to have some type of preference.
Yeah, one that's not a, Terminator.
I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, me. I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Come on, Heather.
Having drunk right now?
Yeah, really? Are you?
Come on, get open. Heather, gag on. AKA Terminator.
Yeah, she's a she or he or
whatever. Hey, remember, Don said that was a she, even though I don't believe it. Where Don says.
Yeah, it's not really saying too much right there.
It really isn't.
Yeah, believing
Dawn's probably a good thing since, you know.
I said, I don't believe a word she says, which is why I blocked her on Facebook.
Blocked her on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's one way to eliminate people.
Blocking them.
Yeah, once they're gone, man, you know, it's like they never existed.
I know, right?
It's good shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I've had a few people like that just block them out and they're gone.
Pretty much, but in real life you can't really do that.
Oh.
Huh?
I wish I could.
Well, I bet a lot of people wish they could.
He
said he gotta go to bed.
What?
Did you say you gotta go to bed?
Nah. I
swear to God, that's what you're saying.
Summer, where you wake up late and you go to sleep late.
That's like every day.
I only got 1 more year to go to school and then, I don't know.
Well, that sucks, I guess.
And then I'm out. I graduated and I'm out. So yeah, for female singers, who's the hottest?
So who's the hottest?
Yeah, female singers, who's the hottest?
I don't fucking know.
Mine would be Hayley Williams, Paramore.
If Adam was here, he'd agree with you.
Probably would.
No, that was mine, man.
I guess she's all right. No. Maybe it's just because I don't like that music. Maybe that's why.
You don't like it? Oh, Paramore?
Yeah, that whole scene, yeah.
That'll be like one of my guilty pleasures. Well, not really guilty pleasure. I like listening to Paramore. Every once in a while.
Let's call Adam. Maybe he's still got that ringtone on there.
He probably does. He got that
Paramore on there.
That Paramore. That Paramore.
You know what he'd say? Hey, what's up, motherfuckers?
Motherfuckers?
don't get them started, Chris.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying once.
Because we all know what that is, but you don't.
Exactly.
Did he just agree to that?
Yes.
Alright then. I thought so.
Yeah, Chris agrees to a lot of things they probably shouldn't.
What?
Yeah, he probably did that when he was growing up, too, and then kids just laughed at him.
Probably.
Because he didn't even listen to what they said. He just agreed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Chuck Norris shaves his beard, loses all mystical powers. Just reading stuff on here.
Sure.
He's reading about Chuck Norris.
It's on my Facebook. It said, my Facebook said, Chuck Norris shaved his beard.
I shaved off my beard too, and I lost all my powers.
when you shave the beard, the powers are lost.
They really are.
Yeah.
Like, your ability to keep leftover food.
You're right. And to, like, store pencils and shit in your beard.
Never really did that.
It's like, oh, here, I got an extra pencil right there.
That's probably what kids probably do nowadays in school, since, like, kids are really aging fast, I guess you could say. Like, young girls got big-ass titties. Dudes are growing full-ass beards.
My beard started growing at fucking 13. I was like, fuck, kidding?
No, he got
a beard in my class.
He had like one of them long-ass Amish ones.
Oh, yeah. Jewish. Get a Jewish guy and be like walking down the street. Throwing pretzels and shit with a big neck. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about either. Something about eating pretzels or something.
I don't fucking know, man.
But
are you going
not
to the gathering?
As usual, no.
No, I mean, I want to go, but it's expensive.
Yeah, we're always too broke. That's how it goes.
And, yeah, pretty much. Any gas expenses and tickets are expensive.
I don't know. My real problem was only the whole, ever finding a way to get there.
Yeah, that's my problem as well. Well, I mean, it's basically, let me see how long it's for. It's like a day and a half hour drive.
Because, like, I don't know, man, people always say they're willing to drive you, but then, you know, then they never will.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Exactly.
That happened to me when last year on Warped Tour.
At Warped Tour?
Yeah, somebody was going to take me to Warped Tour, like, at the end they didn't take me. So I did.
Man, I went to that one year, man. It was only to go see, D12, though.
D12?
Yeah, one year D12 was on it.
What year was that?
I have no idea. Long time ago.
Yeah, I started going when in 2005. Yeah, that's before. Because Eminem was on 1999.
Come on, that couldn't possibly have been that tour. Really? Because, yeah, because it was D12 on here, and Eminem didn't show up because, you know, he was, I don't know, some shit going on with him where he couldn't go somewhere.
Well, that was in 2001, dude.
Damn. Yeah, see, a long time ago.
That would have been awesome to see.
Well, they got booed off stage, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's a rap group at a punk rock show.
Well, nowadays it's the Scene Kitty Mouse show.
I don't know what that goes on there now.
No, nowadays, I mean, you got a few good bands there, a few punk bands that are good. But then you got all the emo scene kids. And like, there's like, maybe for the punk group, I remember there was a punk band, I wonder what to see, there before this scene band. And everybody, like, nobody was cheering for these guys, and I was the only one cheering there. Like, really, am I the only one? That was, what, 2 years ago?
Who were you cheering for?
Well, it was, I don't know what band it was. It was, oh, it was Against Me. A band called Against Me. They're a punk band.
Havoc, do you know who that is?
Oh,
they're pretty good. Check them out.
thought, maybe.
Yeah, all that shit, man, it's more for, like, my sister and shit. She listens to all that crap.
Not that crap?
No, she listens to all that, like, punk rock and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's definitely not for me.
I like some. Some is good. This year I'm going to Mayhem Fest.
Man, I was thinking about going there, but I really ain't got nobody to go with. You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, the bunch of Behemoth got out of the tour.
You can go check out Butcher Babies.
Hell yeah.
Butcher Babies.
Mainly just because they're like half naked when they perform.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all bloody, so, I mean, should be good, right?
Sexy. Sexy ass shit.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely fucking hot.
Hell yeah.
Their music's actually pretty good, too, which was surprising.
Yeah, I heard their music. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, so if you go today, you should definitely check them out.
Yeah, they're on my set list. Along with Amon Amarth, Born of Osiris, Motionless in White, and Huntress.
Yeah, I can't really listen to Huntress. I tried checking them out.
To who?
Huntress.
Huntress? Pretty good. Oh, one Battlecross, the two. Do you guys like our future?
Fuck no.
You don't like our future?
Odd Future as in like Tyler the Creator bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Let's not even get into it.
Yeah, he's just garbage.
Yep, pretty much.
But if your next question is if we like Lil Wayne,
oh god, fuck no.
You can hang up now.
Yeah.
No, I hate that shit, man. I hate Young Money and that bullshit.
Oh, finally got somebody with some common sense.
That'd be so stupid if someone calls on the radio station. Yo, guys, check out Lil Wayne's new single, and then just hang up.
Somebody called in here one time asking for some bullshit. What'd they go in there and ask for, Evic?
They put in Young Jeezy and shit like that.
I remember that one. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
Well, I guess it's a Juggalo show, man. What are you doing?
What about Little B?
Little B?
I'm out of here. You hang on now.
That dude is not pretending to be gay. He really is gay.
Yep.
The phase god shit. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Apparently he won a contest to perform at the Grammys, but the Grammys didn't allow him to go. I would have seen just to laugh at how hilarious that would have been.
That's awesome, though.
Roll the Grammys there. That'd be great.
I guess
I remember someone asking me, like, dude, you check out Lil Wayne's new single with Drake? It's like, dude, what the fuck are you asking this question?
He asked you if you checked out a song with Lil Wayne and Drake? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, some new single that came out. Like, dude, I heard you like hip hop. He's like Lil Wayne Drake. It's like, dude, are you being serious right now?
That is not hip hop.
No.
Dude, don't even.
That's when you politely punch them in the face.
Exactly.
Stop being polite about it. Just punch him in the face.
Watching a roundhouse kick him in the face.
Well, you know, I'm pretty damn fat. My leg don't go about a...
Great Malenka, man. That's a good album.
Fuck's I got to do with roundhouse kicking people in the face? But, yes, that is a good album.
Yeah. What do you think about Mighty Dead Pop?
I mean, it wasn't that bad of an album, but I preferred the bonus shit over the actual CD.
Oh, yeah, I like the Mikey Clark's Emporium.
Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah. And then the cover tracks were actually pretty good.
Yeah. Do you guys like Hobson?
Yeah, no.
You don't like Hobson?
Anybody else, man? There's other people on the phone.
No.
What's up?
Yeah, my bad. I kind of started getting bleeped.
He just said he was drinking a bunch of bleach.
Nice.
Don't pull in a man of Todd here, Mr.
Finally, somebody understands.
Hey, don't go a man of Todd on me on the radio.
Yeah, at least wait until we hang up.
Unless you're a hot babe, let's show the hot dips before you die.
Yeah.
You can at least give me pleasure before dying.
Man, I don't know. That was a fucked up story, but in the end, whether you like it or not, it was her own damn fault.
Exactly. If somebody got pissed at me because I didn't support her cause of Metacod, her fundraiser, they're like, there's no fuck this. That's her fault.
Man, it's like a lot more people supported the making fun of her thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The people taking pictures of, like, bleach and putting her face on it and shit.
And then there's, like, her YouTube video. One of the ads on the YouTube video was a coupon for bleach.
See what I mean?
And that's actually real.
Yeah, and then after that, a whole bunch of people made videos just like it, making fun of it, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. You know Carl Sherburn?
Oh.
This guy who talks on YouTube and stuff, and he made fun of her as well. Pretty funny. Do you guys know Werewolf?
Uh-oh. Is that Chris's friend, Werewolf?
No, the horror artist.
Chris, you're up the bat, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
If it's the same person, yeah, I think we know him.
Nathan Kendrick?
Yep.
Yeah, him. What'd you guys think about him?
Sucks.
He used to be Chris's friend.
He gets into a beef with everybody.
He's just kind of like a young Joker, because that's all he knows how to do is diss people.
Yeah. He just diss people every time. Like, he just hates on everything that comes up. Like, the PS4 advertisement came out, and the second it came out, he just started talking shit about it.
Sounds like Big Homie.
Yep.
It really does.
That's this other dude, man. He hates absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what art do you like? He's like, he can't even answer that question.
He's
like Tech 9 sucks. Compared to everybody sucks.
He's like, what was that? I didn't like it.
That's Tech 9. And they'll just hang up. Next time he hears his voice. Until we don't allow him on anymore.
But anyway, back to the whole werewolf thing or whatever, man, are you like on his label or some shit?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm friends with one of his friends. Apparently. Another hardcore artist.
Are you friends with Dope Peace Records?
Dope Peace Records? No. I don't know them.
Chris, he doesn't know your label, man. What are you doing?
Oh, well.
Man, you gotta show me some stuff.
So are you a rapper too?
My rap? I tried getting into it, but I could not. I'm more of a producer. And I do remixes. Cop a screw.
Well, there you go, man. You can hook up with Chris right there, man. You can mix up his shit.
Sure thing, man.
Because he needs some help.
Screwing. I mean, I live in Houston, man. This is a shopping screws from.
Yeah, I don't know. This shit's alright. I mean, it's not real big around here.
I don't really see a point in it, but then again, how many of you know? Like, yeah.
You know, I wonder what Chris's first track would sound like, Chopped and Screwed.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude, you should remix this song that we got of him.
No, thank you. This is my worst song possible, and they somehow found it due to one of their asshole friends.
It's called Gangsta Here. If we sent you this
track,
could you chop and screw it?
Yeah, sure. Which one?
Hell yeah.
You guys don't have to play this shit. I don't want to hear it again. My first track ever. It's horrible.
Let's chop and screw it.
Hell yeah, man. I want to see what it sounds like, man. You know.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
So how did you find the show exactly?
Actually, I added you, the Havoc Juggle Radio Show. I added you on Facebook because you were mutual friends with a lot of horror artists.
Who'd you add? You had Havoc.
Yeah, Havoc.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, yeah, okay.
He's on your page, Havoc. There you go.
Yeah, man, my name's Alvaro Don Silva, and I have a picture of this gray colored guy. It's a cartoon character.
Yeah. I'll find you in a minute. Or tomorrow,
yeah,
whenever.
About a year later. Hey, man, what's going on? He's real slow when it comes to things.
Exactly, like, oh, I got the new tease, check it out. I'll send you tracks. You send the first track. 3 years later, hey, here's track two.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Pretty much.
I'm still waiting to hear the Hate Breed CD.
Hate Breed.
Shit, I could probably find that in my report.
You said that with a sarcastic tone. Do you not like Hate Breed?
I'm saying I can find it.
Man.
Oh, he said they're awesome. I thought he was going to say some stupid shit.
Oh, no, Hatebreed's awesome.
Because he didn't seem too impressed whenever I said Hatebreed.
Oh, really? No, man, I love Hatebreed. They're good.
Did you hear the new album? Because I sure haven't.
I haven't heard it yet.
I heard like maybe 4 tracks off of it.
4 what?
4 tracks.
Really?
No, I'm making it up. Yes.
Wait. No, I'm making... My ADHD is going crazy, man. I'm like, what? No, really?
Damn ADHD. Go take your pill.
My pill?
Yeah.
It's summertime. I don't take pills during the summer.
It's summertime. I don't take my pills.
Fuck pills.
So wait, how many tracks of this did Havoc send you?
About 4.
So he sent you 1/3 of the CD.
Woo!
Woohoo! One third story, guys. We got 8 songs left. I can do better.
You can do what better?
What?
Did you just say you could do better?
What? No, I said I could do math. It was like, oh, you got one third of the CD left, so got 8 songs left. I don't know, man.
I thought you said you could do better, and I was wondering why you said that, but you didn't even say that.
What?
So did you hear the Father's Day track that ICP put out?
No, man. Good?
I wouldn't say it was good, but it's funny.
Or is it, like, hilarious?
It's not too funny. It's kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
It's just saying, you know, fuck deadbeat dads.
Deadbeaters.
Yeah, it was just funny that they put out a song like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, I had no idea that they were going to put one out, and then boom, there it was. Like, what the fuck is this?
Kind of weird, man, later. ICP and releasing a Father's Day song. There you go.
Hey, what about a hippo?
Huh?
A hippo?
Where the hell did you hear a hippo off that?
Hippo?
Who the hell knows, man? He's on crack. Don't mind him.
Well, we've known that for quite a while.
Crack.
He's the crack, host, crack. And he's on crack.
The crack, host crack. Goes on crack.
Crackhead.
Yes.
Yes.
Except somehow it doesn't kill the host.
Did you say don't kill the host?
Exactly. He's on it, and it doesn't find a way to kill him.
One day.
We're lucky.
Right when I was searching that song, my computer restarted for updates.
Started corrupting?
No, it restarted, because I had to do updates. Like, fuck. Not right now, man.
Man, that's like trying to put on your PlayStation.
I know, right? Like, oh yeah, I want to play some Saints Row 3. Let's do this. Like, shit.
Like, motherfucking update.
Oh, and Ghetto, I found a site that
downloads
it.
You can get 100% sweet. Oh, no, wait, you gotta wait for the thing to install it. Oh, shit.
Hey, Ghetto, look up the Hatebreed CD you're looking for. Look it up on Pirate Bay. It has it.
Pirate Bay.
Do what you want, because
why don't you just send me the link to it?
Because I can't join you on Facebook. I can post to your wall, yeah.
There you go. If Facebook will allow you to do that. Yeah, man, you can't receive messages either.
I can't send or receive messages.
What did you do?
I have no fucking clue. It just stopped saying receiving messages.
Fucking, you got banned.
Okay, let's post it on your Wicked Son page.
Alright. I bet you somebody likes it.
Probably not. Because somebody likes everything.
I got some stupid people on that page.
What do you guys think about Satanic?
Uh-oh.
What do you guys think about him?
Nah, I don't listen to anybody on that label.
Yeah, my friend was telling me how bad they were. I never heard those guys. I was wondering, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people seem to enjoy their music and support them a lot. As where... I never really got into it, so I didn't care.
Yeah, I just heard about SKR, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I only really got into one artist on their label, who's still on there somehow, which is Comatose. is like all he's done.
Wait, have you guys ever heard of this guy named Psycho Cutter?
Oh my god, everybody knows this dude.
How the hell did we know about that bastard?
You guys know what I'm talking
about. Rap or shit.
Yeah, we know who that is.
Dude Cutter. My friend made this hilarious parody song of him. It was the best. It was a guy named MC Mick Griddle, I think.
Man, let's hear that song.
You have to send this to us. We'll have to play this tomorrow. Because we're about to get kicked off.
Yeah, I'm going
to
ask right now if we have it.
That's awesome. Mick. Send that song to Havoc.
Yeah, I'm going to send that to you.
Send to Havoc, and he'll upload it, and we'll hear it tomorrow. Because we're about to get kicked off.
Sweet.
Yeah, we about to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that's good.
Fuck him. And we out.
Yeah.